So this is unrestricted living under, even under a full lockdown, through the use of a photo identification referred to as Canada's Health Pass. Committee members asked who would become the owner of the forfeited property and assets in that scenario, and what would happen to lenders or financial institutions. We were simply told the World Debt Reset Program will handle all of the details. So when that was, they were asked what happens to the property and what happens to the banks, don't worry about it, we're going to take care of it. That's what they were told. Several committee members also questioned what would happen to individuals if they refused to participate in the World Debt Reset Program or the Health Pass or the vaccination schedule. The answer we got was very troubling. Essentially, we were told it was our duty to make sure we come up with a plan, meaning the Liberal Party was told that it was their duty to come up with a plan to ensure that would never happen. We were told it was in the individual's best interest to participate. When several committee members pushed relentlessly to get an answer, we were told that those who refused would first live under the lockdown restrictions indefinitely, and that over a short period of time, as more Canadians transitioned into the debt forgiveness program, the ones who refused to participate would be deemed a public safety risk and would be relocated into isolation facilities. Once in those facilities, they would be given two options: participate in the debt forgiveness program and be released, or stay indefinitely in the isolation facility under the classification of a serious public health risk and have all your assets seized.